you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please? Yes, sir.
What do you need, my zip code?
Yes, if I can have your zip code, I may be able to locate an account for you.
Okay. What is the zip code? 33903.
Okay. Your first and last name?
James Martin. Yeah, my card is from a different zip code.
Okay.
08723.
08723?
Yes.
Okay, let's see here, Mr. Martin, if I can find an account for you. I don't have an account here for you, but let's see here. Let me try something else. There we go. May I have the mailing address, please? Or the shipping address?
The shipping address was 3458 Hancock Bridge Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
North Fort Myers, 33903.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what can I do for you tonight?
Okay. I didn't realize that this was a trial and that they were going to nail me for $60 on each item.
Yes, sir. Of course, the products that you placed the order for on March 9th, there's a 14-day trial on these.
It didn't come across like that. It came across, I bought a golf bag on Amazon, and this thing popped up that for $5.95, they would ship me this, and then something about some type of insurance on these two products. So if it's a trial, how can you even get insurance on it?
If it's a trial, what now? What was your question? You kind of broke up a little bit.
If it's a trial, how do you buy insurance on a trial?
Well, during the trial period, it was a 14-day trial, and the insurance would not be applied unless you actually kept the product. And, of course,
okay.
You're out of the trial period right now. The trial ended.
I'm returning the product because they charged me $59.95, and $14.95 on my credit card, which I just disputed. So
okay.
I am returning the items.
Yes, sir. So you did. You said you filed a dispute already?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wish you would have called us first, of course. Now, we could have discussed.
Well, I did. I did call the credit card company. They
mm-hmm.
told me to call you first before they run the dispute through.
Mm-hmm. So they have not filed the dispute yet?
No, they haven't processed it. I need to call them back after I speak to you.
Okay. So what we can do for you, we can apply 35% off the products for you.
No, I
don't
want the products.
If you would like to keep them.
No, I don't want the products. I have the products. I thought it was it came up as a gift, $5.95. That's
mm-hmm.
how it came across on Amazon.
And I can't see any of that. This is a call center. We can only see your final order and the final account where you process the order.
Right.
Now, of course, the company would allow me to apply 50% off. You can get those products for $29.98.
No, I don't want the products. I have these products already.
Yes, sir.
So how do I go about returning them?
Okay. One moment. Let me get that information.
Okay. We try to scan you. That's what happens.
Okay, so with the return, of course, you would have to pay a $9.95 restocking fee. And, of course, you would have to return it at your own expense. But I can offer you one more item. I can order you some free earbuds. if you want to keep the product.
No, I
and
don't
not deal with
the
return.
So would you repeat that?
As far as the restock fee, there was a $9.95 restock fee, and that would have to be subtracted from each item, from each refund, once the products are returned. And if they're, of course, they would have to be returned in good order. Do you still have the packaging for the products?
I never opened it.
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and make a notation that you're going to return the items, since you don't want to take advantage of the discounts and the items that we've offered. And I'll extend
so
the account.
What, so what you're saying is they're going to charge me $9.95 for the $59.95 products. For restocking.
Correct? Yes, sir.
Okay. And the $14.95 insurance?
Let's go back to the... Yes, sir. All of that will be removed from your account because you no longer have the product where you won't need the insurance, of course.
Right. So you're going to reimburse me $14.95 plus... $50 and $50.
Well, actually, your account, they did not, I don't think the charges are going to go through based on what I see here. Because right now it's like a pending charge to your card.
Mm-hmm.
So there, okay. At that point, once you return the product, your account may be clear because the charges have not gone through. And the only adjustment would have to be is for the warranty. But the products would have to be returned, of course.
Now, how do I return them?
Okay. One moment. Let me get to those instructions. Okay, I have the return address. Of course, we would need you to track the item and call us back with the tracking number.
Okay.
So you ready for the return address? Just let me know when.
Yes.
I'm ready. Okay, 11551
East 45th Avenue.
Exactly, Unit C, Denver, Colorado. 80239. Mm-hmm.
And it's made out to fulfillment warehouse shipping?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so that's it, right?
Yes, sir, and I'm going to make a notation that you're going to go ahead and process it. They give you like a little 7-day window. I'm going to notate the account, and hopefully you can get that processed and back to the company in about 7 days.
Okay.
And once it's returned, just make sure that you call us back and give us the tracking number.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But thank you for calling customer support. Yes, sir. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.